Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Here's the thing. You're busy. You're a professional. Maybe you're a pharmacist, and you know you're capable of doing more, doing much more, and living a more organized, less stressful, purposeful, and freedom-driven life. Let's talk. Let's share. And let's grow together as an industry, as healthcare providers, and as a better unified community. It may seem like some of these things don't easily fit together. After all, what do career coaching, marketing strategy, networking, and pharmacy have in common? Welcome to the RX Buzz. Your host is a pharmacist, a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, and a proven motivational career coach, Ashley Clevens Hayes. This is the RX Buzz podcast, a collaboration between RX Ashley and the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
What's up, RX Buzz listeners? Ashley here with a very unique, special, amazing guest, Miss Hillary Blackburn. Welcome to the RX Buzz.
Awesome. Thanks, Ashley. It's great to be a guest.
I know. So let me tell you, before we got on, we were kind of chatting a little bit, but I wanted to make sure this was on the recording. I think you were like the second podcast I've ever been a part of, and I made you re-record it. Do you remember that?
I do. That was, getting close to 2 years ago.
I know. Yeah.
I launched Talk to Your Pharmacist in August of 2017. And now almost 100 episodes later, you were up there, one of the top, the first 20.
I'm literally red right now, blushing, because I can't believe I was like, Hillary, that was a terrible show. Can we re-record? You're like, okay.
As long as you can return the favor if this version doesn't work out.
No, you're going to be fantastic. I have no doubts. Okay, Hill, so just maybe by sheer coincidence, if someone hasn't heard your name, which I highly doubt that, but tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of your background and what you do now.
Yeah, happy to. So Hillary Blackburn, my current and full-time role is as the Director of Pharmaceutical Services at Dispensary of Hope, which is a charitable medication distributor. It's headquartered in Nashville and is the nation's leading charitable medication distributor with we've developed a collaborative since 2012 of most of the largest drug manufacturers in the pharmaceutical space, generic pharmaceutical space, and most of the largest health systems serving the uninsured. And so we do that by acquiring donated medication in large volumes and in turn shipping that to free clinics, FQHCs, charitable pharmacies, and health system outpatient pharmacies, where they provide that to their low-income uninsured patients in over 170 communities across the country. So it's definitely a role that didn't exist before I started in this position, but is why I've had the opportunity to actually redesign my job description almost every year. So I'm always looking at it and thinking about, you know, what other things do I want to do? I get to wear a lot of different hats. I'm responsible for all of our clinical pharmacist expertise to support the organization, as well as our network of pharmacies and charitable clinics, and consult with pharmacy leaders across the country on how to establish affordable medication programs and to really address some of their population health strategies. So I do a lot of advocacy in my role, developing and maintaining strategic partnerships with external organizations such as the Advisory Board Company and the Colleges of Pharmacy here in Nashville, Belmont, Lipscomb, and UT, and oversee any of our research. So in itself, I stay very busy in my full-time role. But it's a passion. I love the mission of Dispensary of Hope. I've grown there over the past almost 4 years. I started as a volunteer. So if you've ever heard me talk, I like to share that story that, you know, you never know where a position might lead.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, talk about, like, my big thing right now is career by design. And you have eloquently, like, pave the path for what that exactly means. Like, you are a perfect definition of what it takes to really thrive by design in your career. So I love that. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
And it's funny because as I was starting out in my career, having interned at HRSA's Office of Pharmacy mm-hmm. Affairs that does 340B, mm-hmm. and then doing a residency in the hospital setting, working in an independent setting.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm like, where is my career going? And I'm really grateful to have all of those diverse backgrounds.
Totally. Because
it really makes me a well-rounded pharmacist, and I can draw from a lot of experiences and relate to pharmacy leaders all across the country. Which is also how I'm able to help support the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast that I've been doing for 2 years.
Yeah, I love that. And I think the beauty of your background is the diversification and how you really have branded yourself, right? My favorite topic, as this not so one way traditional pharmacist. I mean, you do all of the things. Like, you're in all the meetings, you're talking about what the role of pharmacists are in just a variety of different settings, which is awesome. It's not just isolated to pharmacy specifically. I mean, you're really strategizing on different projects and you're serving on different boards that, even though you're a quote unquote pharmacist, I mean, you're really looked up to and as much different than just a pharmacist.
Right.
So, I mean, do you teach people that? Like, how do you, I think one of the beauties of your skill set is that you do teach people how to have this amazing growth mindset in your career of just continuously thinking about what else can I do? What other problems can I solve? What other, my skills, how can I support other projects and really getting into the weeds rather than I'm just medications?
Yeah. Well, you know, looking back at, you know, how do you teach others that? I do precept pharmacy students. I've always been really passionate about giving back to the profession in that way. I had such great mentors and like to do that. But I think an important thing that I've learned along the way, and maybe it was my time spent on the Hill, is you've got to look at the environment in which you're in and be able to adapt. So I think that my ability to adapt to change and see the bigger picture is something that I've really developed and grown over the years. And so even when I was interning at HRSA, the ACA came out, there were specific sections that were written in there that spoke to pharmacy. And so I would read those sections and see how it would apply to clinical pharmacy services and write up one pagers and things. And that was part of my role. And so I think I've always been good at looking at, you know, how do you show value, or like what's the fit? And so I think that we've got to be able to look at, you know, kind of pick our head out of the pharmacy bubble, mm-hmm. And you know, get out and talk to people who are, you know, not only physicians, nurses, and others that are on our healthcare teams, but look at, you know, where's the innovation happening? Mm-hmm. You know, I had my student this month said, I have him looking at our VIP or external affairs list for Dispensary of Hope, and Amazon was on there. And he's like, now there are a lot of interesting names listed on here, like who is Amazon and Berkshire Hathaway and JP Morgan? And I'm like, oh no, they are really one of the biggest disruptors. Right. So I think as we're kind of entering into this big turning point for healthcare, it's just so ripe for disruption. And that is what really is exciting to me. Is all of the potential for disruption and right. looking at and kind of forecasting how does pharmacy fit in. Ascension is where it's the largest nonprofit system in the country, and Dispensary of Hope is hosted by Ascension. They're embarking on this new mission-inspired transformation where they've dedicated to a couple of different key areas of healthcare where they're wanting to redesign how not only how it's delivered, but you know, like why it's delivered, that like just the whole mindset, how we think about what we do and how we do it.
The whole ecosystem.
Exactly.
That is so awesome. So I have to ask you, so when you started the podcast, what do you think? I mean, I knew from speaking with you and just knowing you that you started just to kind of like grow a network and to have a platform for pharmacists to come on to talk about just different pharmacy things. But how has that helped you in your job, or has it, do you think? Has it bled into it?
I certainly think, I mean, it's been one of the best things that I've done for my career, is starting the podcast. I mean, Dispensary of Hope is such a neat organization, that actually provides a lot of leverage to be able to look for unique partnerships. You know, just today we had HCA, the Health Trust team, come over to kind of plan and strategize, and they've got some of the leading thought leaders in that GPO supply chain space. So I think it's just my natural connectedness, but you know, Dispensary of Hope has a really unique mission, and people want to be a part of that. Podcast wise, it certainly opened up a lot of doors for guests, mm-hmm. things. So I try to keep them separate, mm-hmm. But they've certainly benefited each other.
So the reason why I ask is because I have a lot of people asking me, a lot of clients and a lot of people who are entrepreneurial and business focused, like they want to start their own podcast. Right. And I'm like, I don't know, you got to ask Hillary or you got to ask someone else. Like, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a great, I just had someone email me actually yesterday. She mm-hmm. was asking me, she's like, I don't want to do social media, but I want to start a podcast. And I was like, what the what? I think podcast is part of social media. It didn't really, yeah. I think it's just another platform for you to grow your voice. And I love that you kind of identified that you wanted to seriously interview some really unique guests and provide a platform for one of the biggest podcasts in pharmacy right now.
Yeah. And you've got to niche down. I mean, you've got to be good at what you do. So, you know, you've got to be entertaining and, you know, I like to talk to people. So you do too. So I think what's interesting is that a lot of pharmacists are introverted, which is okay. But you know, if you're looking at my, Myers-Briggs mm-hmm. or Enneagram, like I'm an extrovert. And so if it's not something that you feel comfortable doing, like sure, go out and still try it. But,
I thought it was interesting. I think podcasting could be really good for introverted people. I'm kind of introverted actually, like big audiences. And like, you know, how we were talking about my performance anxiety, how I have had to really work on that. And it's because I thought I was extroverted for so long, but the truth is, I'm totally more on the introverted side. Because big audiences and big groups like really intimidate me. Mm-hmm. And so I've worked on that. But I think podcasting has been a great outlet for me because it's just me and you. But there's going to be a lot of people that listen to this. But yeah. I kind of forget about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. I mean, I think you just have to be passionate about it.
Yeah.
And if you have that passion, then you can be successful.
Totally. I 100% agree. So many people admire you and look up to you in the pharmacy world in the sense of you've been able to, again, create your career by design and have this non-traditional career path and developed your own personal brand, which is my favorite topic to talk about. And I just feel like if you could give away any tips on how to really elevate your career and have it be as best as possible, would you be open to sharing something like that?
Well, I'll try. I think that, yeah, just going back to that growth mindset is important. So, I mean, of course, I've always been an achiever and have always really, you know, what else can I do and how else can I, but it all comes back to like, how can I make it different?
Right.
And so I think I've always had a little bit of that entrepreneurial bug. And so having just that type of mindset where I'm not satisfied with the status quo, I'm always interested in, you know, process improvement and how can I get better? I mean, like years of coaching, me being coached as an athlete, I think helps too. And so just kind of being open to, you know, critiques and things, because I think that just makes you better. You know, or even, you know, beginning my, this journey for an MBA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An MBA is something that I'd always wanted to get. I props to any of you students or pharmacists who did the dual degree. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I knew that I did not want to do that. And actually coming back, now that I've been out for almost 10 years and have a lot of business experience,
right,
I'm breezing through a lot of these classes.
Yeah, I agree with you. I did master's after my pharmacy, and it was like the best thing ever because I felt like I really appreciated the knowledge. I think if I was in pharmacy school, I'd be like, ugh, just another class.
Another class, yeah. And so, yeah.
Pros and cons to both, I guess. Yeah,
totally. I mean, I think, hey, if you can knock it all out, great. But I've chosen a program that is self-paced and competency-based. So what I've already learned, I can capitalize on it. And what I haven't learned is why I'm in school. So brushing up on the finance and accounting and global economy. And
that's so cool, those terms. Marketing. I mean, you don't hear that all the time in pharmacy. So I love that.
Right. Yeah. So I think... yeah, just having that kind of mentality is important.
One of the things I admire most about you is that you're in the business to serve. And I think that having that mindset of what value can I bring to the table and what problems can I solve for other people, and that service mindset is what's opening up so many doors for you. And so I'm just really excited for your career, and I love following your trajectory. And I love supporting you. So thank you for honestly just being you and being such a great advocate. I appreciate you.
Aw.
And a great friend.
I know. We've only gotten to meet once in person, but.
Was it only once? No, twice. Oh, went to APHA and then we were in Nashville.
APHA was in Nashville.
Oh, you're right. No. And then we went to Blair's event. So that was the second time.
Yes.
It was Nashville twice in 1 year, Nashville, I think, or maybe
everybody
over a couple
of
years.
Needs to come to Nashville and come say hi.
I feel like you're the poster child for Nashville. Like, you love Nashville. I love it. I mean, I love the city too, but whenever I think of Nashville, I'm like, oh, Hillary's there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Ashley, it was awesome to get to connect. It's been a little while, and awesome things that you're doing. And thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. If people want to reach out to you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, definitely. So, of course, you can check out my website, www.pharmacyadvisory.com. I've got all my podcasting show notes. On Instagram @talktoyourpharmacist, and on Facebook at Talk to Your Pharmacist. And if you're finding me on LinkedIn or Twitter, it's Hillary Blackburn.
I love it. It's Hillary Blackburn. Thank you, Hillary. I appreciate awesome. You. We will post this and get back to you as soon as possible.
Thanks, Ashley.
This was just the beginning. If this was your first time listening to the RX Buzz, we welcome you and thank you for giving us a chance. And if you're an old friend, one of our subscribers, we cherish you and look forward to hearing from you. And now we need your help. We ask that you share this podcast with just one person you know who's in the healthcare industry. If this podcast can help just one person, we believe it will have a chain reaction, having an impact on dozens, hundreds, thousands, and someday, millions of people. Thank you for your help. We truly appreciate you. And thank you for listening to the RX Buzz, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.